This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, man, it's hour number two live at Twin Peaks. Who's going back to work, by the way? Nobody's going back to work. Everybody's hanging out. We got real estate at the bar. That's what I like to hear. Sometimes we get here and you see a bunch of guys do some shots, and then you often wonder, what project are they working on? You know, it's like, I got to get back to the job site.
Well, as long as it's not a load-bearing structure.
That's our line. I just hope nobody has depended on you to build that properly today. Hey, man, Chris is in for Carl. Carl's doing a secret agent, man, so I don't know what he's doing. He's working. Who knows? His life's a mystery.
That Falcons win just took so much out of him, Mike.
It's a riddle wrapped in an enigma. So Turtle is in for Carl. We're hanging out here. This hour of the show, guys, is brought to you by All Four Seasons Entry Doors and Garage Doors, I should say. Yeah, these guys are money, by the way. It's All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. And we're hanging out till 7. We got a big party with New Realm Brewing. They're the official craft brew of Kennesaw State. The Owls are in action at the Fraction up the street here. So come on down. If you're a Kennesaw alum, join the party, pal. Maybe Squidbilly will come down here. Well, I mean, look, great vibe last night. Wes had a great call. We'll give you some of the sound from the locker room as we give you an NFL blitz. And that's brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's start with Coach Raw last night. And, again, just electric atmosphere. If you guys by now have seen the video. If not, I've got some of it up at Mike Bell ATL on Twitter. But it's really cool to see them. The joy. Truly the love and the vibe and just celebrating like they won a state championship in the locker room. Just great stuff. Here's, of all things, Raheem did point out the win is for a guy that kind of set the tone for the franchise. That was Matt Ryan who was honored last night.
Hey, man, first of all, that was for Matt Ryan.
How about that?
That team wanted that for Matt. They wanted it for Ice. And I'm so appreciative of the guys, but everybody wants to talk about the offense and what they should be doing. The bottom line is the win, and they did it tonight. And I'm not going to waver off what I said before, man. Stats are for losers, but, hey, let's go out there and execute and do what we can do best, and that's what they did tonight.
Yes, stats are for losers. And when Kyle Pitts is doing what he's doing, no one's talking about the stats. Everybody was involved. The only drawback, maybe the running game, as you pointed out, to Brian McFadden, wasn't a sharp Chris. But all the things that we wanted to see in the passing game happen in a night where Kirk Cousins surpasses Matt Ryan for the all-time single-season passing record.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Single game, I should say.
Yeah, I saw somebody post online last night that, oh, what a disrespect to Matt Ryan for Kirk Cousins to go. I'm like, excuse me, how about paying the ultimate respect to the best quarterback in franchise history by going out and having that performance?
Yeah, he needed all 500 of those yards to win the game, nitwit.
Exactly.
Social media. Damn, cesspool. Here's Raheem Morris. This team is learning to bounce back.
You know, I don't even know. That's just the team. That's the culture that these guys created. They don't quit. They fight. They go no matter what, no matter how long it takes. tonight went to overtime, and these guys just played for each other. They played together. It wasn't perfect, but that was a team win in the South, and I love it.
Yeah, it's a huge win in the division. You know, the Saints are going to take on the Chiefs, so certainly you would hope that the Chiefs maybe get their offensive game in action and put some troubles in the Saints' world. But now you get like a mini bye week, Chris. Now we're going to kick back. Maybe you're watching the games. Maybe you're playing some golf this weekend. You're going to watch college, whatever. Just kind of a cool, fun vibe at 3-2. Could be 4-1 if the refs did their job in the Kansas City game. We're not even bothered with that. Next up will be the Carolina Panthers, and you feel pretty good about handling your business the way they've looked at times this season.
Yeah, I mean, Red Rifle be damned in that one. I don't care about Andy Dalton.
But if you don't get pressure on him, he's shown you the ability to put points on the board, too. Here's Raheem. Arch asked him about, you know, Grady and Judah and their impact, despite the fact this kind of was a shooting match.
You know, it's never perfect, but those guys keep fighting on defense. They made some key and clutch plays tonight, and I am so excited for those guys. I can't wait to watch the tape. We got the mini bye. We'll get the chance to go home. We get a chance to watch it, soak it up, look at it, look at this first quarter, find out what we can do better, come out here and do it, man. But those guys are awesome.
You know, Smoking Joe Patrick, as Andy Randy say, he's a guy that likes to start trouble. Last night in the locker room, if you didn't see it, after they spiked the ball with 1 second, able to execute, which again, how many times have you seen teams not able to make that work? It sounds easier than done, right? They get it out, the kicking team comes in, and you see Kirk Cousins come off the field, and he has a little conversation with the head coach, Raheem Morris, and Joe asked him about it.
Raheem, over here. Kirk, when he came off the field after that final drive in regulation, you guys had a little interchange on the sideline. What were you saying to him in that moment?
None of your business, to be honest.
Okay. All right, Coach.
Yeah, Smoking Joe, man. He's always starting some heat in the locker room. Let's move on and get some more audio. Let's hear Kirk Cousins on passing Matt Ryan's single-game Falcon record.
Pass any of Matt Ryan's records, really. He's done so much for so long. His consistency over so many years, it was obviously a no-brainer to be in the Ring of Honor. And it was a fun night. It was a fun night. What a great atmosphere here in our home stadium. And loved the way we finished. Loved being able to find a way and show character and get a win.
Yeah, man, just the way this team is coming together. As we said, we realized week one against the Steelers, almost an extension of the preseason. They were sloppy, and it just didn't look, you know, that we left us dazed and confused about what exactly we're doing on the offense. Still don't like all the pistol and shotgun, prefer him to be under center, but, you know, that's something that Zach Robinson continues to work in. Here's a Kirk Cousins, guys, on what he saw. Cut 16 for those of you scoring at home. But what he saw on the game, what he touched down, and that throw to Kadarrell Hodge.
Drake doesn't get dinged up. Drake's in on that play, but man coverage is really not a great route versus man coverage, but I felt the corner off, and I thought, I'll just drive it to him, and I felt the corner closing, and I thought, it was going to be tight, and then the way he pulled out of it and did the rest himself, impressive play by him, and it shows why he's on our football team, but what a great way to finish.
Man, how about Darnell Mooney? It was good and bad last night. He had that drop that looked like the game was going to be lost because then they blocked the coup field goal attempt. But then Darnell comes up with some big catches last night.
Yeah, he really had a great game. I mean, I think statistically it was the best game he's ever had in a single game in his career.
Right.
But I thought something was really interesting last night that Kirk said in the postgame, Mike, that he basically feels at this point through week five that he is the most comfortable he's been in terms of recognizing the coverages and adapting to the offense, meaning that this has been sort of a slow burn and a slow build up to leading to where it was at this point, and maybe that explains away some of what we saw in the early weeks.
I know that I've said Cousins, maybe not 100%. Like whatever he's giving you, it's working. And as we said, learning how to win these tough games. These kind of clutch performances have just not been in the Falcons' DNA.
No.
The last couple years. I don't have to tell you guys, you've seen it. But now you're finding a way. And again, I think we can tighten up some of those things on defense we just talked about. Then maybe, you know, this is a team that, you know, can compete. Because, you know, the 49ers, they're without McCaffrey. Don't know when he's coming back. You know, Dallas is just so schizophrenic and never finds a way to put it together in the postseason. We'll see Dallas later in this season. At Mercedes-Benz.
November 3rd, yeah.
But you still feel pretty good. I mean, the Eagles, speaking of schizophrenic, they're the definition of it right now. The Vikings are an interesting story. We're going to see them against the Jets. A lot of comments about, you know, everything Aaron Rodgers is involved in. Obviously going to draw a lot of attention. He says the relationship with Robert Saleh is great. It's just, you know, when you do the things like they did in that Patriots game on Thursday night, it just looked weird, which kind of perpetuated the argument of, are you and Saleh on the same page?
I think the Jets are going to get run out of the building.
Carl and I are both on. You want a piece of this action, too?
I'm not going to touch it, and I have a reason why, and I'll explain that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
All right.
But I'm with you guys. I think this is going to be Vikings are going
right.
to – because, Mike, you know what? Jets stink on offensive line right now.
And you've seen the way the Vikings get after it. They generate it with down linemen. They do blitzes from all over the place. Brian Flores blitzes more than anybody is at D.C. That's the early game, guys, 9:30. Get your fantasy rosters in early on Sunday. Hey, man, the NFL Blitz brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Where's Davante Adams going to land? Well, some are saying he may have showed his hand. The Jets are certainly linked because of his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. The Saints have been mentioned. But he goes on his social media, and it's simply a photo of Edgar Allan Poe, who, amongst many other works, quoted the Raven,
"Nevermore."
Oh.
And so he lived in Baltimore, seminal works written there. And so a little fun Davante Adams is a picture of Edgar Allan Poe, which, I mean, I'm sure a lot of his fans are going, who the hell is that guy?
Would that make you favor them in a rematch versus the Chiefs in the AFC title game?
Yeah, provided you have a balanced attack. You still use Derrick Henry. You know, unlike your run game last year, which was still pretty good, you didn't use it. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Todd Monken, talk about a tool in the toolbox to use for Lamar Jackson.
That would be the best player he's ever played.
Now, it doesn't matter, yeah, as Pro Football pointed out, Pro Football Talk, if the Ravens aren't interested in this.
Yes.
But it is interesting. It's a little cryptic, and we love cryptic on social media. Hey, a couple more things to know about. Jonathan Taylor is ruled out for the Colts in Week 5.
Big
also,
loss.
Anthony Richardson looks like a game-time decision.
You know, the Colts going into this season, Mike, I thought could have been one of those pesky teams that as Anthony Richardson starts to develop and you have a Jonathan Taylor and a Michael Pittman there that can actually be pretty good on offense. But the erraticism of Anthony Richardson has just – they've really turned me off to them. I think they're going nowhere fast.
Hey, by the way, we mentioned the Vikings. C.J. Mosley is listed as doubtful for the Vikings as far as some of the –
For the Jets.
For the Jets yes. Taking on the Vikings. So even more reason to love Minnesota.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, man. You know what? I got about an hour to change my mind.
All right, fantasy owners, David Njoku is questionable. Nick Chubb will not be activated by the Browns this week. So I know Georgia fans waiting to see when Chubb's going to get back out there. And then some of the other storylines, Mecole Hardman's not going to practice on Friday. Rashee Rice goes on the IR, short-term IR for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's going to be a question of can the Chiefs do what they – can they win the game? I think you have to replicate exactly what they did against the Falcons. You win by the shortcuts, you win by the paper cuts, you win by the underneath stuff. I think that Patrick Mahomes at this point, especially down Rice, that deep ball is not going to be there. So if they're going to win, they sort of, I mean, I hate to say it, but they kind of unlocked the blueprint against the Falcons of what you need to do.
Right. Hey, man, it is a Dukes and Bell. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. The A-team is working. The A-team is always on at Twin Peaks, but come on down. Get out of the traffic. I told Chris earlier, I mean, we all live in Atlanta. We're used to it. Man, it was like extra crispy today on 75. Holy cow.
Yeah. It usually takes us about, 35 minutes. It almost took, well over an hour today.
So,
it was not good.
As we say, smoke them if you got them. Want to give a shout-out, by the way, to Jack, who is driving for UPS, as we were kind of going back and forth, and he was in the number two lane. I'm in the number one lane. And he goes, hey, man. And I look up, and of course, there he is in the truck, and he's heading up to Delonica. And anyway, but he was, so I said, enjoy that drive.
Yeah. My goodness. Any other way you'd rather spend your Friday, Mike?
I was like, what can Brown do for you, Joe? he's going to have a long day up there. Hey, man, we've got a special charity that we're involved with. It's very, very near and dear to Andy Bunker's hearts. He's got family up in Western North Carolina, up in Boone in that area. You know, they've been devastated by the flooding. We'll tell you how you can get involved. What else is coming up on the show?
Yeah, we got our buddy Miles Garrett coming up next, and then 340. Big O, he's got big aspirations coming up for Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, man. Come on down. Join the party. New Realm is here. Kennesaw State's in action tonight. And we'll continue this Falcon Victory Friday. We'll also get a chance to open up the phone lines later, get your chance to sound off. Are you on board? Are you still a doubting Thomas? Look, there's some really good things happening in Atlanta. Once you get on board, baby, it's Falcon Victory Friday on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. It is a Falcon Victory Friday. Victory! It is Chris in for Carl today. We got a crew. We got a bunch of sales guys tying one on over here. So nothing like a bunch of sales guys getting overserved. So come on down and join the party. Having a good time, man. We've got New Realm specials for you as well. And lots of goodies to give away. Hey, man, 90-9 the game. We're teaming up with Support Now for the Helene Assist. Now, you guys all know about Hurricane Helene. You've seen the images of how just completely jacked up the Carolinas are, the northern environment, western, the mountains, the whole shebang. And Andy Bunker, as you guys know, he's got family up there. He's going to be up there this weekend helping out. You can join us in supporting the Haywood Schools Foundation by donating today. It's real simple. Just go to our website, 929thegame.com. There's a banner. You can't miss it. Just click on that, and you get money to folks. Grassroots effort that'll get to the folks who need it up there in the Carolinas. So check that out. Hey, man, join us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's a buddy of ours from Fox 5, Miles Garrett. You see him up there at Flowery Branch all the time and talk about the Falcons because, Miles, learning how to win. We were just saying, we don't win games like this the last 4 or 5 years. This is like a new experience for Falcon fans. And man, is this fun or what?
Yeah, no, it's funny. I was talking to a coworker about that yesterday when we were watching, and you just mentioned that exactly what you guys said. I mean, that was a classic game where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were basically like the Atlanta Falcons in that situation because we are so used to seeing them in that very same position and it not coming through. You think the games like Dallas back in 2020, it's so long ago now. But yeah, I mean, it was just good to see the team on the winning side of that for once. You know, you don't see it too often, and it looks like maybe they're turning the page this year with all these last-second wins.
What have you seen over the last couple of weeks that has worked on the offense with Zach Robinson that maybe wasn't working in the first couple of games to start the year, Miles?
I think a big part of it, really, I don't even know if it's Zach Robinson. I think it's the fact that Kirk Cousins just looks a lot more comfortable back there in the pocket. Now, I know he is still immobile. I think that's fairly obvious when you look at him back there. He doesn't move a whole lot when he does get in the pocket, but he doesn't seem as jumpy, at least to me, especially from that week one game against Pittsburgh where it seemed like it was very obvious that he wasn't comfortable back there. So I think that's been the biggest progression for me to see. What I would like to see more is a little bit more variation between Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson. I think there's a way to figure those two out in a way that keeps the offense more balanced. I'm thinking a David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs type role, but you know, they both offer a lot of pros to this offense. I want to see it more utilized, and obviously getting Kyle Pitts more involved as far as some progression. It was good to see that progression this week. I think Zach Robinson may have been looking at all the tweets this week from Falcons fans talking about Kyle right. Pitts, especially after he gets zero catches last week. So maybe he's listening to the fans here.
Yeah, we were joking around because back in 15, Carl and I were like, hashtag free Roddy. And then Shanahan got three throws right out of the gate in a game at home. And it's like, no, I do know that. And Carl always says these guys are always listening, watching judging. So either way, it's what we want to see, Miles, because it makes everything click in that offense. You've got, and they talked about it this morning on NFL Network, when you've got big targets like Drake London and Pitts, you know, the seam route and using the middle of the field and just a big target. I mean, if that's where we continue to go, and I also think Bijan's not 100% right now, if we're honest, too, then everything starts to click. All the things we talked about in the preseason will happen this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think back to really that article that I think you shared, Mike, as far as talking about Kyle Pitts and finding a way to get him more involved. I think it was an ESPN article or something like that, but kind of just talking about the fact of, you know, the schemes that they've been having him run aren't necessarily working for him. And I think there is a way, like you said, to get him more involved in that offense, kind of get him more spread out, utilize just his size. I know his route running has been kind of lackluster a little bit, but I think there is a way to figure him out to where this offense can benefit, because as you said, there's just so many weapons you guys can use in different variations, whether that is the two running backs or now Darnell Mooney, who's looking like your wide receiver one. He's figured something out since leaving Chicago. So there's a lot of ways to figure this out, and I'm sure Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins are doing their best to figure out the best usage of it, because I think we saw just a hint of what this offense can look like on a consistent basis last night.
On the defensive side of the ball, Miles, we saw Luke Orororo get his first chance last night, and he performed pretty well. What did you see out of the big fella out of Clemson?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's as much as you could expect out of a guy who's taking his first, not even just, you know, game action, just his first time he's active, period. You know, you haven't really seen him come out there yet at this point. So it's good to see him getting involved in the plays. You know, you're going to start to need him more, especially with the age of Grady Jarrett and, you know, the age of David Onyemata. You're going to need to see this guy get in there and make a few more plays. I believe there was 1 to 2 tackles he had last night, so that's good, kind of getting his feet wet a bit. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to need him now, especially now with the loss of, I know it's a different position, but Troy Anderson. You don't know how long he's going to be out, obviously. Caden Ellis and J.D. Bertrand coming in and stepping up. But, you know, if the defensive linemen aren't playing well, that's going to put more pressure on the linebackers to make a play. And with injuries back there already, you don't want to put too much more pressure on them.
It's our man from Wacka Wacka, Channel 5. It's Miles Garrett talking about the Falcons here on a Falcon Victory Friday. Yeah, I mean, look, we're not going to apologize for when we always say, Miles, but we're tied with the Panthers and the Bengals for the least sacks in the league with 5. And in the old days, we used to argue with Mike Smith, and sacks don't matter. It's about pressure. Okay, either way, you can win without getting sacks. But I do think, and I wonder, to Chris's point about Rukoro, are we going to get Ebikadi? I mean, Lorenzo Carter kind of is what he is. You think they might maybe shop around? And you know, it's tougher to make deals. We don't have a lot of cap space. You think you might want to add on to Matthew Judon to kind of create something in that department?
Well, first of all, that was a fantastic Mike Smith impersonation. Very good.
Thank you.
But going back to the question, yeah, I mean, to me, like you said, it seems like Arnold Ebikadi is the guy that everyone has their eyes on, right? I mean, he's a former second-round pick. He's kind of your in-house development prospect that you've kind of been waiting to take that next step because you haven't drafted that pass rusher. He's kind of really been the only guy of this regime thus far. So you want to see him take that next step. Obviously, Judon, you've made the move to get him. He's had some good moments here and there, but you want to see him get to that more consistent pass rush that he's been able to do in New England. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go after somebody before the trade deadline or free agency, whatever that might be. I saw some name being thrown around. Obviously, Hassan Reddick's going to be a pretty penny. I don't know if that's actually going to work, depending on what they want. Just because of the contract and the fact that you are still, I'm assuming, planning to re-up Matthew Judon at that point. So that's another contract that you're slated to have on the books already. So I wouldn't expect anything big, a huge splash. If I had to guess, I would assume they'll probably go bargain hunting. If not, just settle for what they've got. And a guy like Arnold Ebiketie, and just hope he takes that next step the more comfortable he gets. And a guy like Rucarorro as well. And, you know, you still don't really know what you have in Braylon Trice, obviously having that injury. So, you know, you're going to get these guys back at some point. So I think they're just probably going to wait for them to take that next step for the time being.
All right, Miles, as much as the last couple of weeks have been a ton of fun, not necessarily the way you want to play every single week coming down to the wire
you
like this.
You can't live like this?
No, I don't think it's necessarily the recipe week by week.
Fun.
So, yeah, do you expect major adjustments on offense, defense, both sides of the ball as they sort of figure out their identity here?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's easy to say after having the weeks like they've had, but I think it's also important to note context, just talking about the teams they played. I mean, these are basically all currently playoff teams the Falcons have won and lost against thus far. It's oddly enough, been a very difficult schedule. I know everyone at the beginning was saying this is going to be a pretty easy schedule. I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Saints, you know, all these teams aren't looking as easy as they did preseason. So I think there is something to that, the fact that these all have been close because of just the level of how good these teams are right now. But at the same time, you're going to have a week, like you said, Chris, against a guy, Andy Dalton, who does not scare you on paper. The Panthers team as a whole, I think you could argue, is the worst or one of the worst in the NFL. So I think this week is actually a huge potential for this team to kind of, you know, they obviously have more rest now, especially to kind of have a comfortable win here. Now, I don't want to go out and say, oh, yeah, the Falcons are going to win this easily because Andy Dalton has shown some improvement in the Panthers offense. But at the same time, this is a game you should win very comfortably and have a more consistent identity because you don't want to see, after all these great weeks the Falcons have had, them go out there and have this barn burner of a game against the Panthers, which have yet to basically been competitive against anybody outside of that one win. So I think that'll be important for them this upcoming week.
But like anybody else, man, if you give the Red Rifle time to throw, he's still going to pick you apart. So you got to be cognizant of that. Hey, man, it's our man, Myles Garrett from Fox 5. So now it's kind of like the mini bye week. So Bijan, you know, he's kind of been dinged up. His usage rate's kind of been down a little bit. I know for fantasy owners, and again, stats are for losers, as Coach would say, but certainly you want to see him get a little more involved. Great to see Drake London, too. I mean, we touched on Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Mooney. Aside from the drop, Mooney, I was like, who? Why are we spending this money? Him and Cousins really do seem to have a really good connection.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I think that was a part of the reason why Kirk said he went out of his way to try to recruit Mooney to Atlanta, whether or not that was the one that may have gotten Atlanta in trouble. Cough, cough, will be to remain seen. But it looks like it's a good one already. And, yeah, Drake especially, man. I think that was a huge one because you've been waiting. I feel like all Falcons fans have been waiting for him, along with Kyle Pitts, really. At least Kyle had a couple his rookie year, to have that big 100, 150-yard game and kind of just go off, show that he is worthy of being that wondrous, that number one wide receiver on a team. And you really saw it. I know you hope his health's in good shape. He's another guy that's going to need the bye week. I think there was a question of a concussion earlier in the game. Then that last catch he made got hit pretty hard in the ribs. So he's another guy that's going to need this bye. But, yeah, very promising start for these receivers. Darnell Mooney. I mean, even Ray McCloud, he's had a couple good catches here and there.
Miles, before we let you go, I know you've been following the Braves beat as well. Obviously, the post-mortem going on right now, Alex Anthopoulos speaking earlier today. How much change do you foresee happening for this squad in the offseason?
Yeah, no, it's funny. The Falcons game started right as I landed from San Diego last night, so that was kind of a sad plane ride. But, I wouldn't expect anything too drastic. This is the Atlanta Braves under Alex Anthopoulos. I think if anything has been consistent under his rule as GM, if you want to call it, is that they don't go crazy spending in the offseason. Now, obviously, you're going to have the impending loss potentially of Max Fried and probably Charlie Morton as well, kind of sounded that way in the locker room when speaking to both of them. So you're going to have to replace them. Obviously, you need Schwellenbeck to step up, Strider coming back from his injury. They said all the coaches are coming back next year, so I guess we won't expect to see any changes in that regard. But I think two positions you're going to have to address will definitely be shortstop and potentially left field, because I don't know if you can go through another year of Orlando Arcia, depending on how he did this past year. You need him to take a bigger step.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to sound like angry old man too late yesterday, but when he's dapping up Manny Machado on a bases-clearing double, I'm like, this isn't like game 81. This is an elimination game. I know you want to be lighthearted and have a cool vibe in the clubhouse, but I'm over his butt. And Murphy, too, and the horse he rode in on. But anyway, enough of that. Hey, Miles, we always appreciate you giving us your take on the Falcons. We'll see you up at the branch, and enjoy this weekend off.
Sounds like a plan, fellas. You guys, too.
You got it, man. Miles from our buddies at Fox 5. It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Kennesaw. We got a big special with our buddies at New Realm Brewing. We got some brew. They got the owl on the can, man.
It's pretty sweet.
Owl in. Pretty sweet.
Owl on the pro.
Yeah, man. So come on down and join the party. This hour of the show, guys, is brought to you by All Four Season Garage and Entry Doors. We're come back. Oren is back at the ranch in Midtown because Chris is in for Carl, who's on a secret mission doing something. We get Oren with some Yeah Man, No Man, and I heard it's the best one he's ever done. He's told me this is the one that puts it over the top.
No expectations.
What all that means, I have no idea. We're going to have some fun. It's Friday, man. We got beautiful women dressed as lumberjacks who want to meet you. Well, maybe not you, but the other guy. Live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Dukes and Bell, man, it is a Falcon Victory Friday. It's just fun. I know it's guys hitting us up with the text line. Again, guys, all you negative turds on social media are not going to bring me down today. Nobody's put me in a foul mood. I've got my mother-in-law at the house right now. I'm in a good mood, man. I keep her on like a Cabernet drip, and it's all good. You know, I mean, no, nothing is going to ruin. The traffic wouldn't ruin my mood today. Had a great day. Little man, Ike, was running around by the lake. So funny. All my neighbors like, well, I guess you're going to have an easy show today. I said, yep. It's just so much fun to be on the winning side. We were just talking about it with our buddy Miles Garrett from Fox. Just had one of our listeners just showed up, and we were talking to him and his girl, and you know, we're so used to being the Bucks or the Eagles or the Saints and the way they lost games to us. But winning, it's a culture thing. And, you know, learning how to win. And a guy who's won. Guys, I get the knock. Kirk's got to show it in the postseason. But I'm enjoying the ride, brother. And just like Matthew Stafford, maybe he's going to have something and a way to change that narrative this season, Chris.
I mean, why wouldn't you think he could after what we've seen against the Eagles and the Bucks?
We're still not even on guys. We're still not even hitting on all cylinders, and this team is 3-2 and should be 4-1.
They're not running the ball.
No.
Imagine when they get Bijan and Tyler online for full games.
Right on. Hey man, we're live at Twin Peaks. It's a New Realm Day today. They're sponsoring the official craft beer of Kennesaw State, who's in action tonight up at 5th Third. So come on down. We'll be here till 7. Right now, though, back in Midtown, it's the Big O with some Yeah Man, No Man. Yeah, man, Chris is in for Carl. Oren's in for Chris, and you know who you are. Oren, what do you got for Yeah, Man, No Man?
Great win last night, guys. A lot of great things came out of that game, especially after the game was over with. Don't know if you guys saw, it was a tweet from the NFL account. You know, they like to give people a camera, especially in those exciting moments when things happen at the end of a ball game. Kadarius Hodge got the camera and was expressing how happy he was about that game-winning touchdown, and we all know this is a guy who is an HBCU, undrafted, has kind of come through the ranks now, and even heard Andrew Whitworth on the Amazon pregame show giving props because he was on that Super Bowl winning team in 2018 with the Rams, talked about his practice efforts and things like that. But if you look at the video, guys, of Kadarius Hodge, and you kind of zoom up top, all of a sudden you see an Atlanta fan wailing on another Atlanta fan. Just outright fighting.
Why is there Falcon fan on Falcon fan violence?
No,
we saw this a few weeks ago.
So even like the purest moment of this guy talking about how great this was, how amazing this was, you get the most Atlanta moment possible. This lady firing back like she took this fist all the way to Mississippi and brought it on somebody. And they're just sprawling right on top of like in the stands, just right on top of the video, so to speak. So, yeah.
Damn.
Just that moment where it's like, hey, this is a great moment, and Atlanta showing its ass.
Atlanta got Atlanta.
Well, that's an encapsulation right there, of 6 years of frustration all coming out at once. People don't even know how to act at this point. They're trying to show love, but ultimately the scars come out.
We had in our section 342, because the good thing about my fans, where I sit, when I say our fans, I mean my fans of Dukes and Bell, but the Falcon fans, my people that we sit with, they're always holding on to their tickets. They're not putting them on the secondary market. So we've got a good 3 or 4 rows of solid Falcondom. But there was a morbidly obese Bucks fan. I mean, and Becky's like, don't say it. And as the game got further and further on, and he started chirping, he's clapping for everything. And Becky's like, don't say it, don't do it. I'm like, I'm not going to. And then finally, when we get the interception, I was like, hey, Tubby, why don't you go pound sand? And Becky's like, will you stop? Can you please? And I'm paraphrasing what I said. There was some obscenities in the mix. But anyway, yeah, for the most part, we've had, incident-free. We did have those guys – And this was last week with the Saints. We had a battle royal up there in the – I think it was 344.
Multiple guys, yeah.
345. But you're right. I don't get it when it's Falcon on Falcon.
And this was the end of the game, too. You just at that point, you think everything's just supposed to be happy. Everything's supposed to be just, you know, coup d'etat. And, no, just fighting. Anyway, moving right along here. We'll stay in the NFL. A few weeks back, guys, we all saw it in the Thursday night game. Tua Tagovailoa, Viola. Suffered his third kind of documented major concussion with the hit to DeMar Hamlin, or hit from DeMar Hamlin.
Well, he ran into DeMar Hamlin's elbow.
That's very true. He ran into DeMar on the field, looked really, really bad. There were calls for him to sort of like maybe reevaluate whether or not he should continue playing the football game after that. The Dolphins put him on IR to kind of get him away from all football activities. I read this week that he is free of all concussion symptoms, but has a couple more weeks to sit out courtesy of IR. The NFL, in releasing a concussion study today, also commented on Tua's last concussion, and they said they will not have a role in the potential return of Tua. Patient autonomy and medical decision-making really matters, says the chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Seals, and I think that's what we have to recognize what goes on with our concussion protocol. Ultimately, when patients make decisions about considering their careers, it has to reflect that autonomy that's generated from discussions with medical experts, giving them the best advice. So the NFL is saying, like, hey, you know, we kind of step in when we see concussions during the game, but for the rest of his career, we are staying out of this completely. Yeah, man, no man to that.
Our name's Paul, and that's between y'all. Well, I mean,
that's all liability.
I mean,
Mike,
that's just it. They're not going to say, hey, you know, I mean, are they going to sign off? If the doctors, the medical staff signs off, I guess he's going to have to wear one of the Guardian helmets, which looks silly. But guys are wearing them now. You're starting to see more and more guys are wearing them. But, yeah, Oren, I think the NFL is a CYA. In that case, right there, it's a couple of aliens. And now it's up to two. And the Dolphins, look, Dolphins are just dead in the water. Just absolutely dead. I mean, and their only chance at even sniffing a wild card is getting it back out there. Is he willing to give it a shot?
I think this ultimately just comes down to exactly what Mike was just talking about. They want to say, hey, we're going to give you the opportunity to decide what you want to do with your future. And if you get permanent brain damage, don't cry to us.
Correct.
So it is what it is. But we all know that. Like, it's a shell game. It always has been, always will be.
We mentioned this kind of slightly earlier, but during the football game last night, we had game three of that wild card series with the Mets playing the Brewers in Milwaukee. And Mets. Hell of a night. Brewers go up on a couple solo shots, one by a pinch hitter. Gets to the ninth. The Brewers have their closer in, and a couple batters get on. And then Pete Alonso, who had dropped a foul ball earlier in the game. Yep. So Mets fans were all over him. Has not done much this series. Much maligned this entire season.
Had some big moments down the stretch of September, to be honest.
Yeah, just a lot of the criticism for this season has gone towards Pete. Well, Pete steps up, gets a three-run homer. Mets get an insurance run after that and win 4-2 in advance to the NLDS. The radio call from the Mets was very jubilant. They played it on the Mets' plane ride back home. The players got excited. The flip side about it, I have not heard Bob Uecker on the Brewers radio broadcast this despondent since probably like Major League.
And they just choke him.
Well, New York down. They did it. And the crew will have it end here tonight.
I mean, that's just a guy who's heartbroken. He's 90, by the way. Bob Uecker is 90. So, I mean, again, everybody loses their fastball, but he's, again, beloved. We've all had a chance, Carl and I, to interview him a number of times. He's as funny in person as he is off the air. It just sounds like a guy who's heartbroken because Milwaukee has really become the ultimate chokers. They just can't get out of their own way in the postseason.
They win 90, 94 games every year, somewhere in that range, and I can't remember them making a CS.
Greg Council leaves, new manager comes in, same result.
Absolutely. All right, Mike, you mentioned you got your mother-in-law in town this weekend. Are we grilling this weekend? What's going on, guys?
Yeah, man, I picked up some steaks at the Cleaver and Cork and down at Sharpsburg. And, by the way, I brought Ike in. I gave Ike this, like, Fred Flintstone brontosaurus bone. Little man was going to town. You should just, I mean, he basically had it in the car, was walking around the neighborhood with this thing. I mean, it was like, it's like the femur of a T-Rex. It was unbelievable. But we had a mom and Aunt Matilda coming down to visit on their way to Florida, And because everything is so jacked up in the Carolinas with 26 and 40 and everything down to 77 was like just crawling. So they didn't get home, Warren, to our place until too late. So I told Becky, let's just grill the steaks Wednesday night. We did and ate them. So now we decided we're going to do round two. So more steaks, more ribeyes, more fillets. Going to do that reverse sear on the Rec-Tec. And all the sides are pre-made. Got some cream spinach, tastes like a steakhouse, some corn, and some all rotten spuds. So we're going to town tonight. And as we said, keep my mother-in-law on that Cabernet drip.
There you go.
All right, guys.
What are you doing? Now, by the way, when are you going to use the gift card I gave you?
We are going, I think, in 2 weeks.
What the hell's the holdup? I got you a Ruth's Chris. Go use it.
No,
get that sizzling steak.
Mike, we're doing a whole night. We're going to do a whole thing around it.
Yeah. Oh,
what's the whole thing, Chris?
Tell me about this whole thing.
Well, don't worry about it. We're going. We're going apple picking tomorrow.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
We're going apple picking tomorrow. So we'll be making something apple flavored this weekend. I'll post it on Twitter.
All right. But then later on, he's going to go get a steak, and then he's going to have rose petals all the way.
That's so wholesome,
to where the business
man.
Goes down.
So wholesome apple picking, Chris. That's wholesome. Man.
She'll actually be here in about an hour, so Mike and the whole crew
finally get to meet the girl. The woman who destroyed his bed.
Well, now maybe she's
It'll be fun. Hey, man, we're live. Good job, Warren. That's Yeah Man, No Man, brought to you by Dukes of Bell. Hey, man, we're hanging out here live, guys, at Twin Peaks. We're having a blast. It's a Victory Friday for the Falcons. We're going to hear more sound. We're going to hear what Raheem Morris had to say. We're also going to hear what I mean, we got everybody, right? We got Kirk Cousins. Darnell Mooney. Get you all that audio coming up. Plus, we're also going to talk to one of our regular guests about some football today.
Yeah, we got Ian Valentino. I said Ian Valentino from the 33rd team, and he's going to whip around all the NFL headlines with us.
Right now, guys, it's a New Realm party. Squidbilly is here. Guys, give it up for the most famous Kennesaw State alum, Squidbilly, his people. By the way, you get a custom Cale Yarborough hat in the old Hardee's car. It's a tight lid, man.
Zooted
and
booted.
Little rope on the band. That's tight, man. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's going on with the dogs. Are they going to be a little hungover from this Auburn game? Or are they going to go through Auburn like poop through a goose? We'll talk about it. And the picks are on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.